On this Independence Day, we brought in a special guest, Dr. Dean, Grand Canyon University history professor.
Good morning.
Sprinkle in tidbits and history facts about the 4th of July, why we celebrated, the importance, and what it is, what it isn't. And if you pay attention, we're not going to give you an A grade at the end of it, but you're going to get an American-made American flag to fly over your home, castle, or cabin. Be paying attention and be ready at the end of each hour to call or text in, and we'll give kind of a fill-in-the-blank based on the content of the hour provided by Dr. Dean.
Well, you know, Romy, one of the things that to kind of bring up is that those that signed that Declaration of Independence and that generation, they really felt like they were in a pickle because of as they were fighting against the British rule, the way they were administrating the colonies. And the Declaration actually lays out 27 grievances from the king and the parliament about how it was affecting their lives, how they traded, how they conducted businesses, the troops being quartered. We hear the old taxation without representation, but that's the soundbite. There were other reasons that had been building for almost a generation that brought them to that kind of moment. So it was a real dill of a day, I think.
Yes, a real pickle.
Well, and taxation with representation is still a pickle.
That is.
Usually costs a lot of pickles.
Maybe we should pay Congress in pickles.
Yeah.
And pickles were a big part of our government at one point in World War II. Over 40% of the pickles grown and fermented.
Yes, the cucumbers.
Were sent to, the cucumbers. The only use for a cucumber, in my opinion. Pickles
Except
and relish.
Sliced in a wonderfully fresh salad.
What a way to ruin a salad.
Or to get the bags off your eyes.
Yeah. Yes, that's true. In fact, confirmation, the impact even for the state of Arizona that it made is that the Arnold Pickle Company, they really took off during World War II because of all the contracts for pickles,
for the
military, for the soldiers. It was one of the staples, so to speak, in what they ate. So there's a lot of history, and the Arnold pickle, I'm kind of sad that it no longer exists because there is so much history. But one of the ways that they extended it is Judy Blair, who married the great-grandson of the Arnolds, she launched... Because once they sold the plant, they had all of this pickle wood. Well, what are you going to do with all this pickle wood? She solicited her husband. She goes, I want that wood for a fence. I want you to build it. Well, when they started putting that together and saw the beautiful grain, she realized we can do more with this. And she launched Judy's Rustic Collectibles Furniture Store right there in the old plant off of Van Buren. And I, you know, if she was here with us, I tried to talk her into joining us today, but she had other plans. She would have been able to tell us, but I think her company lasted for about 20 years. And I have one of those pieces of furniture in my home. And then mom has, or mom and dad in their home had a island made out of this pickle wood. And so it's like we have a piece of history in our homes. And it's because she had the foresight to take that wood that was in the, you know, originally pickle barrels and turn it into furniture and all sorts of other beautiful products.
Well, growing up in Arizona through the 70s and the 80s, no matter whose home you went into, there was a jar of Arnold pickles in the pantry and there was a jar of Arnold pickle on the back patio making sun tea.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody had 2 1-gallon Arnold pickle jars.
And we can always feel like when that existed, we had a connection with the farmers because one of the farmers, he's still in leadership today with Arizona Farm Bureau, Gerald Flake, he used to grow some of those pickles. He said only 10 acres. To me, 10 acres is a lot of cucumbers to grow for the Arnold Pickle Company. But he told the same thing when, you know, I always had a jar of Arnold's pickles and they remember when they would deliver to the plant, you could smell the pickles. So it's just a really neat piece of history. And even though we don't grow them commercially in Arizona like we used to, every direct market farmer, retail farmer here in the state of Arizona, they're growing cucumbers. So while we may not make them as tasty as Arnold Pickle Company, I think some of the things that we can do with our cucumbers today are just as fresh and wonderfully tasty as they were back then. They even have a little jingle, by the way. Don't ask me to sing. I want to keep my day job. But most people that were familiar with Arnold's Pickles, the jingle went something like, I like Arnold's Pickles. You'll like Arnold's too. The only thing that's better than an Arnold Pickle is two.
I can feel the incoming of that. Yeah. The only thing better is two. And on this Independence Day, on average, Dr. Dean was sharing a fact during the news commercial break. Americans will eat enough hot dogs that if you line them up end to end, it could go from New York to L.A. and back five times.
150 million hot dogs today.
How many pounds today? Of relish?
Yes.
Today? We'll go on top of those hot dogs.
What about 4 to 6 ounces of relish times 150 million? Make that ounces. It's math. I didn't do history.
Well, I tell you what, we'd like all of you to make sure you're flying Old Glory while you're listening to the show this morning. Step out, step up. It's America. Happy birthday.